Legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Stephanie Rainey, we are new parents, both of us. It's magical and it's bloody hard. How are you finding it?
I think we've settled in pretty well, getting used to the kind of sleepless nights, even though I have to say Jackson does sleep pretty well. But just trying to get used to like life in general with a newborn baby like today.
Right. Well, Jackson's sleeping well. Daniel Rua Ross is not sleeping well. He manages about an hour and a half top. So my poor partner is, she's breastfeeding and she's struggling through it. It's not so bad for me. It's tougher for her. You're out on your first day out with the baby. There's a lot to that as well, isn't there?
There is. I went out today to bring back some stuff to Mahon Point. It was my first solo day out with him. And there's just so much more to do, and then I was like, do I need to go home to feed him? Can I feed him here? And so I just made myself stay out because I was like, I have to just get used to being out and about with him. But it's just a different way of life, but it's great, it's just different, you know.
Yeah, okay, well, magic stuff. Congratulations to you.
And you too.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is an amazing time. So listen, you're obviously occupied with that over the course of Christmas, but your cover of Wham's Last Christmas is thankfully keeping you front and centre in people's minds ahead of, no doubt, loads of material coming your way for 2022 once you get a bit further settled and get Jackson a few months under his belt and the like. So what happened with Last Christmas? Got added to a major Spotify playlist, did it?
Yeah, so I put it out this time last year, and it just instantly just did so well. Like, it's got close to 250,000 streams, I think, now. And it just yesterday got added to like a pretty big Spotify playlist, which is always great for any artist and any song that you have. So it should definitely be bumped up, I'd say, by another couple of hundred thousand by Christmas coming around again. So it's cool, and it's just nice to, you know, it's obviously kind of a different version of that song. It's kind of slow and a bit sad, but people seem to like it, and you know, it's cool with anything that you do. Seems to kind of connect in some way, you know.
I know Lauren Lynch, who does our Dushig show on a Sunday morning, waking you up, Osquelga, every weekend. It's she prefers it to the original. I was like, that's sacrilege to Wham fans now, but pretty good in your kind of support of Cork.
Well, you know what it is, right? Whenever because I do covers, I like to do covers for gigs and stuff like that too. And the big thing about a cover when I'm choosing it is, like, I always look at what the lyrics are like, to see if it will work slowed down. Mm. And when you actually read the lyrics to Wham's Last Christmas, like, they're incredible. You know what I mean? It's not just some...
Yeah, it's quite poignant as a song, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing when you read the lyrics. And, like, that's how I choose it, to know that it will actually kind of... It'll feel a certain way when it's slowed down. So it worked really, really well. And it really, I think it shows off the song a bit better than the normal version, if that makes sense.
Okay. We recently had Ross and Rachel and 13 from you. What's to come in 2022? I know you were kind of busy scheduling your life after baby was born for 2022, that you were like determined, I'm going to have a new baby and I'm also going to chart out my entire career for 2022. How closely will you be able to stick to that plan now that the actual baby is there?
You know what? It seems to be, it still seems to be on course, you know. Like I said, he's been pretty chilled out since he came along. And, you know, I'm really lucky that I have amazing, like, family kind of support as well. So things are still on course, and we managed to get a lot done, even though he came early. We still managed to get a lot done that kind of has lined up for next year. So things are still on course. There's going to be a lot of music coming next year. And, you know, with kind of COVID and everything like that, as bad and all as it is, in some ways it makes my job a little bit easier because I'm not having to travel as much to do promo.
Yes.
So it's made that aspect of my job just a teeny bit easier for the time being. So it kind of meant that I could actually commit to doing some more stuff next year without having to worry about travelling an awful lot and having to go up and down to Dublin and different radio stations and stuff like that. So in that sense, it's made things good. So hopefully we're still on course for a very busy 2022.
Okay, very jealous that your baby is sleeping as well as your... What kind of length of time will your baby sleep in one go?
Like last night he did like 6 hours.
Oh my God, I can't even tell the love of my life that. She would just be like, what? Anyway, sure, look it, we'll soldier on. 6 hours, that is unheard of.
I'm going to bookend this though, that I have to say, that's for now. So you could be having the sleepless night now, and then when I meet you in 6 months time, I could be living in a living hell of no sleep. So for now he's sleeping.
Well listen, congratulations to you and to Gary and to little Jackson. Welcome to the world. Enjoy your first Christmas together. It's hard, but it's also absolutely magical. musical, and there is a warm glow around it, and a warm glow around this brilliant cover by you of Last Christmas. We look forward to hearing it right now. Wishing everyone listening a happy Christmas to come, and looking forward to chatting to you in the new year, Stephanie. I know there'll be some exciting plans to come, and we'll deal with those in 2022.
Absolutely, man. You too. Happy Christmas to you too.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.